flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Champion and see what I can get.
Yep. Why not?
Why not? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Happy Hour Friday. Did have one shout out to give, as always. Extreme Detail Auto Spa.
Yeah, man.
He's getting his drink on. He's back to the good stuff this today, though, Randy.
What's that?
The Nikolai Vodka.
There you go.
Looks good.
What the hell is that track? He drag a damn giraffe out of his backyard or something? A big drag print.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of a weird picture to see. There's a lot of snow with some sort of track, like, you know, something was pulled through the snow.
Did he drag a damn giraffe out, man?
That looks like a crime scene that you may have sent us a picture of. You might want to delete that one.
I don't know. Hey, but before I left the house. You'll have this problem when your kids are older, because my kids are older. And all the other parents that have teenage kids like me feel me. Don't ever, if you ever want to get mad as hell at your child, go in their bathroom. What the hell? How do you not? Why are there four empty toilet? The tissue rolls, the brown thing. It's like four of them right there. The tissue is not on the tissue rack. The hairs in it. I was like, well, how do y'all live like this? How do y'all live like this? And so, obviously, they're not in the house right now. This is one of them things where, like, my mama would have went to school and checked me out and maybe come up and clean up. Like, how in the hell? Take the trash out. Don't try to pack it all the way down.
Oh, yeah, the trash
compactor. You know what I mean, dude?
I'm married to one of those.
It's unbelievable.
My wife's a real trash
There's a toothbrush holder right here for a reason. That's why we got it.
Yeah.
Put your toothbrush in there, not put your toothbrush on the sink.
Yeah, no.
Why can't you put the cap back on the toothpaste?
I don't know.
Dude.
These are great questions. These are great questions. I don't know what the answer is.
It's unbelievable.
Because it's like just as lazy to do that.
Unbelievable.
It's not like that hard or it doesn't take that much effort just to put it in the thing.
Yes.
So it's like sometimes people do stuff because it's lazy. Like you walk in the house, you kick your shoes off, you don't put them where they're supposed to be. That's lazy. I get it. I guess it was a little extra work to put it in your room.
Right.
But you're just talking about like it was the same amount of effort to do it.
And I see where all my damn towels at.
All in there, huh?
All of them in there. This ain't no damn hotel. A new towel every time I take a shower?
How often do you switch to a new towel?
Two times.
Two showers?
Yes.
New towel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go a little longer than that.
But we have...
I'll go a little longer
my
than
wife,
that.
You know, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about how your wife is
the pillow woman? My wife is the towel woman.
Okay.
And sometimes she'll just randomly come in with like three new towels. That's her thing.
Oh, she'll switch out yours.
No, saying that she'll buy three new towels.
Oh, three new towels.
Yeah,
add
to the ones that we have.
Okay.
And so that's why.
Yeah, we have a lot of towels.
Yeah, we got a lot of damn towels. But
we have a lot
like, this is what I'm saying. Like,
and they're always just everywhere.
Teenage in their damn bathrooms.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
Like, bruh, the toilet bowl's right here. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
Aim off? There's a light. Yeah, I'm not going to have you like, hey, sitting down to use the bathroom, son. You know what I mean? Sitting down.
Let me ask you this. As a parent of older kids, having gone through this a number of different times, when do they, because, you know, obviously Jack is still in diapers, so he's whatever. He's doing his thing in his diapers.
Right.
It'll be great to not be doing that.
Right.
But I'm still wiping three butts on a daily basis, mine and both of theirs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
At what point does the potty trained one start to become independent in there?
She's four now.
Uh-huh.
Soon.
soon.
Yeah, but okay. You got to work with her.
Yeah, sure. Because, you don't want it to because, be yet. Yeah, because that's an important.
Yeah, that's an important thing about it. Because the thing with what you're saying is the same thing. It's different with boys.
Sure.
Because they don't care.
Right. No, right? I mean, he's going to be. He's already disgusting.
Yes. They, boys don't care. They will walk around with the stains and the draws.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So
the clear difference is between him and her already at this age.
Yes.
Is like, oh, he's just a caveman.
Yes.
Like, he's just a savage human. She's obviously neater and all that kind of stuff. But, it's just something.
Yeah, man. Yeah, boys are some nasty little things. But, yeah, you got to work to make sure everything is taken care of. And, you know, the thing that works better now with them is they got the disposal wipes.
Uh-huh.
Disposal ones.
Yeah, because
like
those are going to work a little
those
better.
Those will work a little bit better. Yeah. But, yeah, you'll be good. You'll be good. Just work with
them. I'm just getting tired of wiping everybody's butt all the time.
I get you, though.
You know what I mean?
I completely understand.
That's enough to do mine.
I completely understand. Like, we're almost in the stages of what bashing is potty trained, but he don't give a damn.
Yeah, boys are different in that way, too.
Yeah, he don't give a damn.
Lily was potty trained in 45 minutes.
Yeah, he don't care.
She was like, oh, this is what I do now?
Yeah.
Great.
Like he sits on the potty and does this
pretends to pee.
Yes. like what are we doing?
That's hilarious.
Like, what are we doing?
We're doing sound effects.
What are we doing?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
yeah. You worry about the older kids. Like, damn. Where are my towels? Why are there four empty rolls of toilet paper? But then the new roll is sitting on the sink or sitting on top of the toilet. Just put it back on the bank.
Yeah.
Dude,
any flat surface at my house, any flat surface, there's just stuff on it.
Yeah, man.
And I'm guilty of it, too. Like, I pile stuff up, too. But it's like, man, I don't know. At some point, hopefully, these little guys start becoming helpers.
Yes.
But we're not there.
No.
We're not there yet.
No.
All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. NFL No Huddle every day to lead the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll do kind of some more keys to both of these games at 1:20 as well. But and in about 15 minutes, we'll do some of the news and notes because the coaching carousel has been crazy. Two new hires today. Two jobs left in the NFL. The way that the thing went down in Jacksonville is nuts. So we'll get into all that. Let's talk about the games. Let's start with the first one, the Commanders and Eagles.
Well, I think how healthy is Jalen Hurts? Because he got rolled up pretty bad last week.
That's a huge,
and that's a big deal. It's
factor.
A big deal, and you know the thing is a big deal more than anything. Because how do Washington play it as far as that zone read? Do they crash? Because they had a long touchdown run last week before the injury. I think that's the key. I think Washington's going to scare the hell out of them.
They should.
I think Washington's going to scare the hell out of them because of that quarterback.
Yep.
And more importantly, don't let him have the ball last. Because, I mean, with what he's done this season, don't let him have the ball last with a chance to win the football game. Because more likely than not, from just what we've watched him do this season, he's going to win the game.
Yeah, he's ice cold.
Yeah, he's like, going to win the game.
I mean, I know a lot of the conversation is about, like, best rookie season ever, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't even view him like that anymore.
Right.
Like, he's just a really good quarterback in the NFL who's playing really well right now and has all the momentum. We had this stat earlier in the week. We were kind of figuring out how many rookie quarterbacks had made championship weekend before. It's five. I heard earlier today it was seven. Whatever. Five or six or seven. They've never won.
Nope.
They've made championship weekend. None of them have ever won and gone to the Super Bowl.
None of them has been him either.
None of them have been him.
You look at Sanchez's and the Sean Kings. They all had great defenses.
He's the only
one
that does it. Every single quarterback as a rookie that's ever made it to the AFC or NFC Championship has had a top five defense.
Yes.
He doesn't have that.
He does not.
They're all right, but they're not
bad.
They're not great.
No,
this is on Jaden Daniels' shoulders. Like that's the reason they're here, and that's the reason they'll win if they do. I think they should scare them. Like, they're going to go for it on every fourth down
because
I think they know their offense is probably their best defense, which means keep Philadelphia's offense off the field. They go no huddle and play quick more than any other team in the NFL. I think they took over 600 snaps no huddle this year. The second most team was like 250. So they're going to speed you up and try to make you uncomfortable, tire you out.
Because that's the brilliant thing about what Cliff has done. Cliff's like, this is a we'll work on the breaking of the huddle and all those things.
Yeah.
You know what this kid has done? One of my highs, let's do some tempo.
Yeah, let's
do
some
no-huddle. Let's go fast.
Yeah.
Let's keep them guessing because we got this kid that can play in this offense already. We'll figure out all that other stuff later. And that's what they've been doing. And, you know, with the Eagles, you look at them defensively, I mean, it's all about the interior. The whole defensive line. These dudes get after it. You know, you see Jalen and you see Nolan lined up on the same side. They work so well together. But this is – can you keep Saquon at 100 if you're Washington?
If you do that, you'll probably win.
Yeah. If you can keep him at 100, mm-hmm. you'll probably win this football game.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing with him – and I love the two runs last weekend because he had two big runs – untouched.
Mm-hmm.
Untouched.
Yeah.
Like nobody touched him.
Yeah, perfectly blocked.
Yes.
And called. And
called.
Everything.
And when he does such a great – you can stack the box. He's so good at setting up his blocks.
Yeah.
And he, if you're a linebacker and you overscrape, he's out the back door. And he has breakaway game-breaking speed.
You got – if you're Washington, if you're Dan Quinn, you got to kind of at least early gamble on, all right, we're going to do everything we can to take Saquon away.
Yes.
And see what Jalen's got.
Yes.
Try to make him throw it. Try to make him move, whatever. Now, if it turns out he looks good and he's balling, all right, we got to adjust a little bit. But that's what, all right, whatever we can do to make Saquon a non-factor, we got to do that.
You remember how Pittsburgh played Baltimore the first game, this first playoff game, when they were just crashing, but they weren't, like, they were leaving Lamar unaccounted? That's what they got to do.
Right. And then see if Jalen can
see
do
if Jalen
it. Now, if he can do it, you might
get
screwed and give up some points.
You're going to get ashed out.
Yeah. Because if Jalen plays really well and is healthy in this game, the Eagles probably win it. I don't know about easily, but probably win it convincingly. Again, if he's not, that's how the Commanders beat him last time.
He got hurt.
He got hurt in the game, and then they came back and beat him, and Jaden Daniels played incredible. What about the second one? What about the Bills and the Chiefs?
I think another matchup between these two teams. I think it's going to be another classic. I really, really do. I think it's going to be another classic game. I know when we talked last week is how far as, like, Baltimore – they had the number game as far as running the football on because they want to play that nickel. This defense is perfect against Kansas City because they got the smaller people on the board. Kansas City can run the ball. If Kansas City can consistently run the football against this team, they got them, but I don't know if they're going to do that. And then what they also do is they have a spy. To my Buffalo's D, they have a spy for Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes, I think I read the game they played earlier is when Buffalo won, they had a spy on him and everything like that. Kept him in the pocket, get those dirty yards and everything like that. Can Kelce have another game the way he had it? Can they get the receivers in? The only receiver who caught the ball last week was Worthy.
That's the thing.
You know what I mean?
Is we keep waiting for it because they're them and they get the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
But they're not an explosive offense.
No, they're not.
Like, if you're just looking at this year's team, and even lots of last year too, like, this offense just hasn't been explosive.
Yes.
They used to be. They used to do all that stuff. Now they're not. And I think – you know, because you saw them do it for so long, and some of them are the same guys. A lot of the guys aren't the same guys. You just expect them to have it in there. They don't have to have it in there in order to win because they just don't make mistakes.
Right.
Like, they'll sustain drives.
They'll kick a field goal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'll kick a field goal instead of like, okay, we got it. Josh, it seems like it's his time. You know what I mean? But this is going to be one of the things where Josh got to continue to play the way he's played.
Yeah.
You can't get in this game and feel like you got to outplay Patrick Mahomes. Because that's how teams lose. We talk about Pat. Pat makes you do those things.
You can't turn the ball over and beat him.
Yep.
Like, again, they're not explosive, but they're just so smart. They're so clean. They went from such an up-tempo, high-scoring offense. Now they're just a winning machine.
That's it.
Whatever it takes to win, they're going to do it. They beat you by 2 points, whatever. It was grimy. All right, we're winning and we're moving on to the Super Bowl. I think we'll get more into predictions and keys and all that kind of stuff as the show goes on. People keep saying, like, if not now, when for Buffalo? Well, Josh Allen's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere.
They're
going
to have shots again.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you're going to do it, though, you got to do it eventually because they've had bites at the apple in the playoffs. They beat them four straight times in the regular season.
Yes.
They've lost to them three straight times in the playoffs. So no one remembers that they beat them in the regular season. All right, we'll come back. We'll do some more NFL, some more news and notes. Obviously, the coaching carousel continues to spin. There's two new hires today. One of them really wild how it went down. We'll detail it next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set! NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Happy Hour Friday, broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come by and see us. We'll be here till 2 o'clock. A lot of the 92.9 The Game dignitaries are on hand today
to
celebrate the final day of Jersey Mike.
Jersey Mike. We'll always have Vegas, Mike. We'll always have Vegas.
That's what I wrote in the card. I wrote Vegas bombs for life.
Yeah, we'll always have Vegas, man. We'll always have Vegas. But if you don't know, it is our on-site engineer, Jersey Mike's last day here.
What's your last name? Keller. All
Never
right.
knew that.
Didn't know that.
Didn't even know that, man. But, yeah. But, I mean, obviously, he's great at his job. Really cool dude to hang out with. His parents are freaking outstanding.
Yeah,
we got a chance to meet them
family.
A couple times. Great family. And he's going up to the big city.
Yep.
Georgia's not fast. Atlanta's not fast enough.
Yeah, the Big Apple.
Yeah, Atlanta's not fast enough for Jersey Mike.
Take on the world.
So.
Show him what he's got.
So just bless
him. Big dreams in the big city.
Bless him. Bless him.
Well, I'm sitting here. So we're broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, and we're in the same setup that we're always in, right? We're at this table, kind of in the back corner, out of the way, but also pretty easy to see if you want to come by and say what's up to us. But I have my back because almost always when we set up, Randy likes to look at the door.
Yes,
just in case anything goes down.
I need to know.
You got it.
Yes.
So my back's to everything.
Yes.
And I guess I just hadn't stood up since the show started. I got up in the last break to go to the bathroom, came back. I didn't know half the staff was behind me.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike Conti's behind me, John Parla, the morning shift. Everybody's here.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I didn't know you guys were there.
And you know how me and you roll again. I'm like, well, I ain't going to speak to Andy speak.
I wasn't trying to be rude.
You know what I mean?
I literally didn't know anybody was here.
You know me. We all are saying, oh, Andy ain't speaking, or I ain't speaking.
Thought I was mad at everybody?
I don't know. Hell, if he ain't speaking, I ain't speaking. You know?
That's very funny.
Hey, we don't talk.
I appreciate that.
You know that, dog. You know how it goes.
I do know.
One for all.
I do know. Yeah, all for one.
You understand that.
Hey, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A couple people are going to have to start packing because they've got new jobs in new cities. Liam Cohen, who was in Jacksonville, was offered the job.
Yes.
Didn't want it because bulky or money or both or whatever. Goes back to Tampa and says, I'm staying. They are set to make him the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL.
They are. Yes, they are.
The contract had been drawn up.
Yes.
But he hadn't signed it.
Correct.
Then all of a sudden they can't get a hold of him.
Right.
They're calling him for 24 hours.
Yes.
They don't know where he's at. It's getting weird.
Yes.
Then they find out that the mustache man has sent the private jet up to Tampa to take him down to Jacksonville.
You know how far?
They fired Balky.
He could have called an Uber from Jacksonville to Tampa.
Yeah, but you got to show off with the private jet if you got
or a helicopter.
Or something. You got to do something. You got to flex.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be the next head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Congratulations to Liam Cohen. Kind of a messy process, but you got what you were looking for.
But I think the biggest thing is that how many good coaches did he lose out on because Trent Baalke? Obviously, it seems like nobody wanted to work with him, but he was forced onto them.
Yes.
And now, in this case, Liam gets to basically get his own guy.
Yep.
He gets like the Kyle Shanahan type when he went to San Fran.
Yeah.
Because he went and got John Lynch and all the control and all those things. So, Liam, who had a big time rise fast these last 4 years.
No
this,
kidding.
This dude from the Rams, you remember, went to Kentucky?
Uh-huh.
And then, I mean, this dude has risen up the
He was
ranks.
An offensive coordinator for 1 year.
Yes.
Just this last year in Tampa.
Yes.
They were a good offense, for sure.
Yes.
Like, no doubt about it. But, it does feel And maybe, maybe they just know. Sometimes you just know with these guys, and you identify them, and it turns out to work great. I mean, Sean McVay is probably the ultimate example of that. But, I don't know.
Dude.
Like, you better be right.
But the thing about it was the whole process. Like you said, Tampa offered him to be the highest paid OC. He said, yeah.
Right.
Basically,
he agreed in principle.
Trent Baalke is fired.
Right.
Okay, then it comes back to, I saw the, Groz was talking about it. Well, basically, what the deal with Tampa was is that, okay, we're going to offer you the deal, but there is no – we don't want to hear you talking to Jacksonville.
Right.
So this is why supposedly he went ghost.
Yeah.
And basically he was in Jacksonville working on this contract or whatever, telling them that his kid was sick and he couldn't talk.
Oh, you weren't kidding about that?
No, that's a report.
Oh, really? I hadn't seen that. I thought you were just joking.
They were trying to call him, and he wasn't picking up.
See.
He did call Todd Bowles, they said.
Okay.
They said he did call Todd. Now, did he call Todd after the word got out? Or nothing like that? So I don't know. I'll never tell no man, whatever.
Yeah,
but it seems shady as hell.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, I'm not mad at him. I want to be a damn head coach.
Right.
I want to be a head coach. And then I'm a head coach. The money I got and the power I got.
No, the way he played it ended up working out perfectly for him.
Right.
He got more money than he was going to get. He got the general manager out of there that he didn't want to work with. And ultimately, he got the job that he wanted.
Right.
So you got the win.
Right.
But if it doesn't work out, eventually people are going to go back and look at how'd you go about it.
Yep.
Because, when you're the head coach,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Right.
But when you're unemployed,
everybody cares.
People care about how you go about your business.
Yep.
So Liam Cohen better hope that he's the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars for the next 10 to 15 years. Because if that man's looking for a job in 3 or 4 years from now, I don't know. Maybe he'll find it because he's really good at it, and he'll probably find a role somewhere. But, how you go about your business sometimes matters in the business as well. The Pete Carroll situation was a lot cleaner than that. The Raiders needed a coach. Pete's available. They hired him. And now Pete Carroll's the next head coach in Las Vegas.
I like it, man. I like it.
I love it because I love Pete.
They need a real culture change there. And I know they brought Tom in and everything like that. But what Pete does, Pete builds program. Now, they gave him a 3-year deal with the 4th-year team option. So they're looking at it from a standpoint where – after the third year, because I think they're going to give him 3 unless it just falls off the rails.
Right.
But
I don't even know what that
would
be. You
know what I mean? But I think, if Pete building this program and everything for them, I think it's going to, first they got to get a quarterback. Tom Brady's got to stay the hell out of the way. Now, the GM is his boy. They were teammates at Michigan or whatever. How does that work with Pete? Because Pete and Snyder had a great
relationship.
Great relationship.
Yeah, they did.
And so then that goes back to, Pete has a specific type player he wants for specific type things. Who does he get to be the OC of whoever the quarterback is going to be? Those are things that, Pete's going to have to find out, figure out. Now, Pete got a Rolodex of coaches he can go
to. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Pete's worked with everybody in the league.
Exactly. Pete's worked with every damn
in college.
All right, so Pete's got a hell of a Rolodex.
But a lot of the people that he's worked with have big-time jobs.
Exactly.
Now. Like, so, all the OCs are either out because they didn't do great at the end in Seattle or, are the head coach of Texas.
But who says you can't come home again? Because, obviously, Greg Roman went back with Jim Harbaugh.
Sure.
I mean, Darrell Bell, they had their most success together.
That's true.
So do you bring him back? Yeah, do you bring him back for that and things like that?
But, his son's a offensive coordinator.
I know. In Washington.
At Washington.
Yep. How was it? How was the offense?
Not very good.
Okay. Was it scheme or players?
I don't know. I think it was players.
Okay.
I don't know. Will Rogers was pretty good when he was at Mississippi State.
He
was okay at Washington. I don't know. I mean, it was not a good year. But, the Belichick's kid was the D.C., and now he's with his dad in North Carolina. Carroll's kid was the OC, and maybe he's going to go with
That's
his
crazy.
Dad. Whether he becomes the offensive coordinator in Vegas or not.
He might be on staff.
But I bet he'll go with him.
Yeah, he might be on staff as far as a quarterback coach or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love the hire. And now the biggest thing is they got to find a quarterback.
Yeah. The Texans, quote, amicably parted ways, which is really only something that people use when they get divorced.
Exactly. What do you do?
Well, yeah.
What do you do?
Something to get divorced.
Yeah, Greg, what you do? Towards some act, whatever.
Team president Greg Grissom.
What you do, Greg?
Been with Houston since they started. And things are going pretty good in Houston, as far as I know.
Exactly.
Been in the playoffs a couple years. Got a nice young coach. They love their quarterback.
Exactly.
Like, everything's good. I don't know.
What you do?
Yeah, in a completely different ways.
Yeah, what you did? So Mark,
you want to speculate about what he did?
I don't know.
We just make some stuff up.
I don't know. Was he up there email Doka people?
Could be.
I don't know.
Could be. Maybe he was.
Was he Deshaun Watson's plug?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe he was going to those same spots, trying the same business.
It could have been, man.
And
it got back to him, but I don't know.
Anyway.
Mark Andrews breaks his silence.
Yeah. Sort of. He didn't say anything.
Yeah.
He wrote a long thing on Instagram.
Which is what they do. Yeah. Absolutely gutted. No doubt. We'll come back stronger. Okay. He's too good of a damn player. He'll be fine. He'll bounce back, but this is going to eat at him forever.
Yeah, I just hope, because he is such a good player, and I like watching him play so much. This could be the thing that everybody remembers him for. You know what I mean? Like, this could be the moment.
Like Jackie Smith.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Like, great players have terrible moments,
right,
and everybody remembers it.
Right.
I hope not. I hope him and Lamar and all those guys have some success, and whether it's a Super Bowl winning catch or something like that. Like, I hope he has a good moment that trumps this terrible moment,
right,
so people remember him for the right thing, because that's a great player right
He's
there.
A great player.
He's a great tight end.
He's a great tight end that had an all-time bad moment. You think Matt Stafford retires?
I don't know. I thought Matt Stafford might retire last offseason.
Right.
And I just didn't know what he had left. And then he came back and played awesome.
He did.
When he was healthy, but played awesome. I don't know. Do they try to make one more run at it?
They got a nice young defense.
I mean, Puka and now Cooper Kupp is kind of a question mark. They
right.
got to figure out what they're going to do with him. But I think if Stafford comes back, maybe he finds a way to be back there as well. I think the running back's good. I give it one more run. But can the Rams win a Super Bowl next year?
I don't know.
I mean, they would have to add. They would have to add some serious firepower on that defense.
Oh yeah, and we were talking about the damn Falcons and didn't even mention the fact that they got two new coaches.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they got two new coaches. Let me pull their names up.
What are those guys' names? They're on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, got a new defense.
They were working with Ulbricht over there with the Jets.
And they are right here, Randy, is my thing. They are Mike Rutenberg, who has been named the Falcons defensive passing game coordinator, and Nate Ali has been named the defensive line coach.
I can't wait to interview both of those guys at 12:40 on a random Thursday.
I can't wait either. And the biggest thing, they know Jeff. Jeff knows them.
That's right.
And that's the most important thing.
That's how these hires get made.
Yes, get your guys in here and go to work with them. Obviously, they had good players over there, but yet – they're still good coaches and all those other things. But, yeah, they have the two hires that we were looking for. I never understood what a passing game coordinator does, defensive passing game coordinator. I promise you, Andy, they never heard of it until I retired. I never heard it. It was never a title until I retired.
And everybody defensive
passing
game coordinator.
Defensive run game coordinator.
What? I don't know. Sounds like an awesome job,
though. People like titles now.
Love titles.
I think people just love titles.
They love them. And there's an endless supply of money.
Yeah, and it is.
There's no salary cap on coaching staff.
Exactly. So that's why I was like, all right, man, fine. He's the defensive passing game coordinator.
I bet you make a pretty good paycheck for that.
Probably.
You're not making millions, but you're probably making pretty nice money.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it, man.
Probably got a rough schedule, though.
Well, I mean, they got to go over all the passing games.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to break down all the passing games.
You got
to
do
all of them. To me, that's what it seems like they do. They just break down film. You know, they help with the game plan, but they don't do the game plan.
Right. It's just another set of trained eyes on film. Hey, caller number 6 right now is going to win a pair of tickets before you can even buy them to see Nine Inch Nails in concert for their Peel It Back Tour 2025 on Tuesday, September 9th at Gas South Arena. Again, caller number 6, 404-726-0929. Me and Randy are going to send you to go see Nine Inch Nails in concert. We'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread. We'll play Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday, live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To my listening to this, I always want to go get me a guitar.
I just
want to go get me a guitar.
Bass.
Because Ernie, I went.
Drums sound good.
Like, in my opinion, I think Prince is the best. Followed by Jimmy.
Okay.
But Ernie.
Yeah,
Ernie.
That's a good debate.
Yeah. Ernie.
Favorite guitar player?
That's pretty good one.
That's who you think is the best, or that's your favorite?
That's my favorite.
Okay.
Okay, don't be sending me a whole bunch of – oh, I almost cussed.
Oh, no, people are going to send stuff now.
I don't care.
That's a debate that people love to get into.
I said my favorite.
Your personal favorite.
Your favorite could be your favorite.
My personal favorites
are Prince and Jimmy.
My personal favorite is Jimi Hendrix. I think he is my favorite. I also think he's the best. Obviously, Prince is incredible as well.
And I love Ernie.
I love Stevie Ray Vaughan. I think this is probably biased because I like him, but I think Mike McCready from Pearl Jam is incredible.
Awesome. And that's fine.
All his best solos, he basically said, though, I was just doing a Jimi Hendrix impression.
Right.
Which, if you listen to him, sounds like he was right. as well. Yeah, no, there's a lot of good guitar players out there.
Great guitarist. Great guitarist. I said my favorite.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay?
It's fine.
Damn. Your favorite is fine.
Who's your least favorite?
My least favorite guitarist? Wow. Elvis Presley?
You have to fight Lily on that one.
Elvis Presley.
Boy, does she love Elvis.
That's good.
It's good, bad, whatever. It's weird. Yeah. She's a four-year-old. Why does she care so much about Elvis?
Because y'all
went to Memphis.
Y'all went to Memphis
and now
one
every time.
Time
she sees an airplane, she's like, is that Elvis's plane?
Yeah, that's right.
Because he had a plane at Graceland.
That's what it was.
No, it's not Elvis's plane.
I bet she loves Dolly Parton, too, don't she?
She does love Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
But that makes more sense. Like, she's alive and makes music and sends her books all the time.
Right.
Elvis never done a damn thing for Lily. He never done anything for her.
Never had.
We were listening to Elvis last night in the car because Lily wanted to listen to Elvis.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Like, she wants to – she actually –
we were driving in the car. Uh-huh. We drove by the air – whatever the – what is it? Near here, on the way up here, the Air Force Base.
Right.
What is that called? Why can't I remember? Anyway, whatever.
Dobbins.
Okay. We drove by there, and there's like a bunch of old planes. It's like a museum.
Right.
A bunch of old planes. She was like, it's one of those Elvis's planes. No. Had one plane. It's in Memphis.
Yes.
You saw it. We're not in Memphis.
That's crazy.
That's not where it is. And then she was like, can we listen to Elvis's music?
Uh-huh.
Like, all right.
That's funny as hell that your daughter likes Elvis.
Elvis and Dolly Parton.
Dude.
She loves them.
If she sees an Elvis in person,
if she's 75 years old,
she's going to lose it.
Oh, I know. That's the funniest thing, because she had no idea. And then so Ashley was showing him pictures of her last night. And she was like, there's a lot of people that make money impersonating this guy.
Right.
Like in Vegas
and
places like that. Maybe in Nashville, too, whatever. Right. I don't know. But, there's like famous Elvis impersonators. And then there was one picture where he was older and looked awful. And Ashley was like, oh, he looks rough.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, why does he look like that? And I was like,
he was on that snout.
I don't think it's more like painkillers.
Ever was on
I think
that.
It was more pain pills.
Ever was on that snout, them perks, that Vicodin.
Well, I think he was on fried sandwiches too.
Whatever he was on. All right,
was on fried food and painkillers.
Whatever he was, when that jumpsuit started not being able to zip up all the way.
I mean, just were like, oh, he wasn't eating healthy.
Yeah,
he wasn't treating his body right.
Hell no.
Was the reason
why. Country fried steak powder with that snout.
Yeah. Could you mix that into the into the breading?
Yeah, let me get it.
Probably cook off, though.
Hell yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like potted donuts.
Just kind of put a little in the flour. Toss it up.
Potted donuts.
Yeah. Powder our chicken with cocaine.
Yeah, man.
Only the finest.
Only the finest.
All right. Let's get to some picks against the spread. How did we do last week, Gabe?
Bo and Randy went 500, 2-2. Andy, you went 3-1. And I went 4-0.
Oh, wow. 4-0 for Abe.
How about that?
Good for you.
Okay.
What does that put us? Because we're getting close to the end here.
Yeah, I am 45-35. You are right on my trail. 43-36-1. Okay. Right behind you is Bo, 42-37-1. And Randy is 36-44.
I got whatever. But no, as you said, some of our coworkers are here, and the food just came. And obviously, there's five men and one woman over there. And I'm looking at the food choice. Obviously, Big Mike's like he got something greasy. Mike Conti, look, he has a little sandwich over there. I'm sure Dave Parler has a sandwich. Squidbilly got fish.
Yep.
Okay.
He's
maybe on a diet.
I get the steak salad.
Yeah, but
every time.
You know how I am about. Bar and fish. Unless it's fish and chips.
Got it.
Yeah, unless it's fish and chips.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, it should be ordered.
Trophy trout?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you remember how much hell we gave Brian for that? Trophy trout eating ass.
They still have it, and it's delicious, by the
trophy
way.
Trophy trout.
Order the trophy trout. It's fresh caught. They got a lot of trout up in this part of Georgia.
Man, get you a damn burger and some damn chicken wings. Or a sub. I mean, a pizza or something. Damn rainbow trout.
I think everything on the menu is equally good.
Rainbow trout. At least call it trout.
It is trout.
No, don't say the rainbow part, though.
It's a trophy.
Or trophy. Take rainbow.
What's the problem with rainbow trout?
All right, so my picks this week. give me Philly -6 versus Washington. Give me the under also of 45.5. Give me KC -1 versus Buffalo and the over of 48.5.
I'm going – Very different. I got Washington plus six. I do think Philly's going to win, but I think Washington's going to make this game really interesting. Yeah. I also think it's going to be over 47.5. I think Washington's going to score and be able to score with Philly. I got the Chiefs because, I don't know. Honestly, like, if I'm trying to give reasons, and we'll do that more at 120, like a lot of the reasons point to pick the Bills,
yeah.
But I'm not picking against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs.
Why would I?
I'm taking the Chiefs, minus 1.5, and the under, too. I think that's going to be a little lower scoring, under 48.5.
I'll make it real easy on you there, Abe. I'm going to take the exact same thing. Give me the Commanders in the six, the over in that one. To be the man, you got to beat the man. Give me the Chiefs, minus 1.5, and the under in that game.
I'm going to take the Eagles minus 6. I think they can slow down Jaden Daniels, and if he's not great, that offense is not going to be great. I am going to be the only one to take the Bills. It just feels like it's time, and I don't trust Mahomes
in
the offense.
I can't say that. I trust Mahomes, but
the offense just isn't there this year.
It feels like the Bills' time.
I am going to go over in D.C. and Philly. There will be some points on the board. And then I think we're all going under on Buffalo, Kansas City there.
All right.
And, yes, Bootsy Collins is a top five guitarist for me.
Okay.
All right. So,
are people doing it now? It's like, you knew they would.
Didn't take long.
Bootsy, definitely. Okay. He's one of my top five.
Okay.
Yes.
There you have it.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to some Sports Jeopardy here. Happy Hour Friday.
Randy.
Andy.
Abe. Who was the Braves' last playoff series victory against?
Randy. Last playoff?
Playoff series victory against.
Houston.
That is correct.
Yeah,
Houston Astros.
World Series.
Haven't won a playoff series
since Lost the Phillies, and then who did they lose to last year?
I forgot that. Did it was Padres?
Was it? Yeah. Right? I don't remember. Who was it last year? Bo? It was the Padres. Padres.
LeBron James was drafted number one overall by the Cavaliers in 2003. Who did the Pistons?
Andy. Darko Milicic. The worst draft pick. I know it's not the number one pick, but it's a worse pick than Anthony Bennett. It's the worst draft pick in NBA history.
Darko Milicic is
because the next
correct.
Four guys are all
yeah,
famous.
Exactly.
The Anthony Bennett draft, the whole thing
ain't,
sucked.
Ain't Darko like making wine or something?
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope he's doing something.
I saw a special like he making wine and stuff.
I hope so. Now he won a championship first.
Yeah.
Because the Pistons literally won a championship the next year. How did they have the second overall pick and all those guys?
It had to be from a previous.
It had to have been years before that they acquired.
Although the Warriors had like the top pick a couple years ago, and
right, but they had been horrible, right? Like they
won a title.
Well, yeah, but then that next year, everybody
year
got
they
hurt,
were bad. Yeah,
and they were so bad, and then they just leaned into it so they could get the number one pick or whatever it was. Yeah, crazy. All right,
FINA, FINA is the governing body for what sport?
What?
FINA, FINA, is the governing body for what sport?
I ain't never heard that before.
Andy. Nude dancing.
I was
Federal International Nude Association.
That's incorrect.
Dude,
nudists.
I was looking for some way to tie nakedness into it.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, so FINA.
So we're right.
Federal.
I think I know what
institute.
Yeah, I think those and I think A is probably association.
Association. So what's the N for?
It's not naked or nudity.
Okay, we understand that. Netting.
Oh.
The correct answer is swimming.
Oh.
I think it's French. I don't know if it's American words. English.
You don't know what the acronym stands for?
I saw it the other day. Well, I know I know FINA. I don't know.
Where were you at to see that, Abe?
I was just in front of my computer.
Fédération Internationale des Nations.
It is
French.
Okay.
Who's the youngest player in NHL history to don the captain's C on his jersey? Randy.
You said the NHL, right?
Yes.
Oh, the only one I can think of is Wayne Gretzky.
That is incorrect.
All right.
Sidney Crosby.
That is correct. Okay. Sidney Crosby did it.
I would have guessed Wayne Gretzky, too. Luckily, Randy went first.
The last three non-quarterbacks taken overall in the NFL draft were from what conference?
Randy. The last non
Last three non-quarterbacks taken.
Okay, last non-three quarterbacks taken were...
All from what conference?
Don't even have to name them.
Oh, I've got to name them.
What conference?
Oh, AFC.
SEC is correct. You can try and name them if you'd like. If you
I said SEC.
Yes, that's correct.
I thought you meant football conference. I thought you meant NFL.
I think you said AFC.
I did say AFC. I thought you meant NFL conference.
Oh, did you?
I thought you said NFL conference.
Do you want to try and name them?
Oh, we can name them. Trayvon?
Yes.
Yep.
Jadeveon Clowney?
That's yes. number three.
That's
There's
number
one
three.
In between.
There's one in between.
I'm drawing a blank. It had to be a defensive player, though. Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett's correct.
Yeah,
that's
correct.
Yeah, right.
But I did say AFC. I thought you meant NFC, AFC.
Well, we got it. We got
Name three of the five current NFL head coaches who played for the team they're currently coaching.
Randy.
Three of the five.
That's a fun one.
Damn, Abe.
Thank you.
Aaron Glenn.
That's one.
Right, nice. I got a little Aaron Glenn factoid after your answer.
Okay, Aaron Glenn played for Jim Harbaugh played for the
That's
Chargers.
That's two.
Okay, nice.
And, no, Pete Carroll didn't play for the Raiders. But
I don't think he played in the NFL.
I don't think he played in the NFL either. All right, and three. Come on. Whittle him down. God. Oh, and D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico Ryans is three. No, that is not the easy one either.
Who are the other two?
Mike Vrabel.
Duh. Oh, yeah, duh.
Of course. And Dan Campbell.
Oh,
duh.
Okay. A lot of them are new hires.
You have an Aaron Glenn stat.
Yeah. Pete Carroll drafted Aaron Glenn in 94 when he was the head coach of the Jets. And now Aaron Glenn becomes the head coach of the Jets, and Pete Carroll's still a head coach in the NFL 31 years later.
Unbelievable.
Crazy that Pete Carroll's still doing it.
Randy leads 3-2.
All right.
The Falcons only have one postseason win since they lost the Super Bowl. Who was that victory? Andy first.
The Rams.
Yep.
That is correct. And we are tied.
They played great that day.
They were freaking
like
awesome.
A genuinely great
in
game
LA.
Plan
in
execution.
LA.
Incredible.
I was also in LA.
In
it was a great.
They
LA.
Had a great, great game that game.
What country did Nadia Comaneci represent?
Who the hell is that?
She's a gymnast.
Randy. Romania.
That's correct.
Whoa! What?
That's correct. No,
that is outrageous.
I was
going to
say United States and Romania. That's the only thing I can think of.
Those are the only two countries popped into
the
your mind?
The only two.
Outrageous.
The only two. Romania.
All right, bunk.
No way. Romania?
We got less than 60 seconds left. You need this one to tie and send us into overtime. Which NFL team was originally called the New York Titans?
Andy.
The
come on now.
Need it to extend.
The Giants.
Yes.
That is incorrect.
What?
Oh, no. The Titans. It was the Jets then, right?
It was the Jets.
Oh,
I know it was a New York
God.
Team.
You know what?
I know it was a New York
Randy
team.
On the back of Romania
at the risk
picks
of
up a 5-3 win.
If I'm going to lose, at least it's to Romania.
Dude,
you know?
I swear to you.
That's pretty damn good.
The only thing there was no other country I could think of. Southern Romania.
Well done. All I can do is tip my cap to that one. I don't have a cap on today. Damn. Romania?
Yeah.
Good for you. All right. We'll come back. Final hour of the show on a happy hour Friday. We broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come by. Say hi. Big story of the day to lead things off next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.